Welcome to Follow the Sound. I am your host, Brian Kroc. Each week we explore a different aspect of music, be it albums, concerts, or even just the artists themselves. Usually it's a combination of all three, though, because that's how I roll. Before we get into our album this week, I would just like to say if you enjoy listening to Follow the Sound, please check out our website at followthesoundpodcast.com. On the right-hand side of there, you will see an Amazon banner. If you click on the banner, it will take you to Amazon. You can go do all of your shopping, and we get a little bit of a kickback just for you going through our website, because it allows them to then track like where they're actually getting their clicks and stuff from. And, you know, they give us a little bit back for a little bit of a percentage for everything that you buy on Amazon.com. Lord knows I buy practically everything from Amazon.com. We are constantly getting packages delivered to our apartment. And it's great, actually, for somebody like me who hates going out into the outside ever at any time. Seriously, I don't like the sun and I don't like heat at all. It's just not me. I'm sorry, but summer months are not my kind of months. Give me winter, give me fall, any day of the week. But seriously, if you want to help out the show, go to followthesoundpodcast.com. Right-hand side, click on the Amazon banner, and then just do your normal shopping like you normally would. It's that simple. It really is that simple. So this week, I've got a band for you that, if you haven't heard of them, I don't know what you're doing. It's a band that is quite literally on just radio stations across the globe right now. These guys are selling out entire stadiums. They are rocking out. They have a fan base that is about the most loyal and loving fan base that I have ever seen. The lead singer basically could walk in there and get them to sing any line from any song. He could get them to quote every song that they do, basically. He could probably bring a few of them up on stage and have them play the songs, because that's how dedicated his fans are. I thought U2 had some like super fans. Well, 21 Pilots has just crazy super fans. I cannot explain it fully, but just to let you know that 21 Pilots probably has the greatest, most ardent fans on Earth at this moment. So 21 Pilots formed a while ago, back in 2009. It was started by Tyler Joseph, and he had two other members with him, Nick Thomas and Chris Saley. And they had a three-piece band with Tyler generally on keyboard or piano, and then the other two on bass and drums. And they recorded an album doing this, and it was it's pretty good, actually. It has a lot of elements that later on become staples of 21 Pilots songs. But in 2011, the other two members quit, and Tyler, who had met this guy named Josh Dunn through the other previous drummer, and he had just became friends with them. They started hanging out constantly and all of that. And then he just sort of naturally got into the band after the other two guys left. And so it became just the two of them, of Tyler Joseph and Josh Dunn. So a lot of people and any super fan of 21 Pilots will be able to tell you practically every detail about this band. It's just, like I said, they are super fans. Practically every single person you will run into who loves 21 Pilots, like, just researches everything about them. But Tyler got the name for the band based on a play about a man who decides what is best for his family, and he sells defective parts during World War II. And because he sells the defective parts, he saves his family, yes, but as a result of the defective parts, 21 pilots die in World War II. And it's just this dichotomy or this struggle that is inherent in certain choices. Did the man protect his family, or did he kill 21 people? Well, he did both. And It's that kind of moral dilemma that is present throughout a lot of Tyler's music. Now, Tyler is basically the brains behind the operation. He is the one who writes and produces the music and just makes it all work. He's the one who comes up with the ideas for everything and the artistry behind it. And Josh, you know, records the drums and adds style to their live shows and is a really great showman. Tyler is a great showman in his own right, but Josh has something a little bit more special, I think, for some reason. I don't know. He's really able to grab attention, and not that that's a bad thing. It's actually a really, really good thing for a live show, especially when there's just two people on stage. Like, they can't fully, when you've got an entire band on stage, it's a lot easier to sort of maintain people's attention. But if it's just two of you, you've got to be a lot bigger than what you think you need to be to fill that space. It's an unquantifiable thing, but you just need to be bigger and more expressive in practically everything that you do on stage. So after 2011, Tyler and Josh ended up recording an album called Vessel. Vessel is the one that I truly love. Yes, everybody talks about Blurry Face. Blurry Face has made them really huge, and they have songs that are played on alternative rock stations and top 40 pop stations, and they are just, this album has been insanely huge for them. And just recently, they actually had a song that was on the Suicide Squad soundtrack called Heathens, which, you know, is sort of a still similar vein to Blurry Face. But Vessel, to me, is their example of a extremely superb album. Now, Tyler's lyrics throughout everything that he writes have a certain, not tinge to them, but a certain aspect to them that are really grounded in his faith. Just certain lyrics that he uses and certain ways that he says things that lead people to see the faith that he has. And I can go through a couple of the different lyrics, you know, throughout the songs, but you just really need to listen to it for yourself and come to your own conclusions. But I've seen interviews with him, and I've read articles about him where he talks about, you know, going to his church, and I've seen videos of him singing at his church, and it's really impressive. He actually had like a solo project that he did. It was basically all Christian music, and I thought that was amazing as well. But it was it lacked a certain something that like the 21 Pilots stuff normally has. And so let's just sort of get into Vessel by 21 Pilots. The first song is called Ode to Sleep and is probably my wife's favorite song on the album.
I find it handy to rip my heart apart and start planning my crash landing. I go up, 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 up to the ceiling. Then I feel my soul start leaving like an old man's hair receding. I'm bleeding, bleeding, so please on my knees repeatedly asking why it's got to be like this. Is this living free? I don't want to be the one, be the one to let the sun's blood on my hands out to the moon. Take this weapon, for in darkness, some see a pen, I see a harpoon.
As you can hear here, they start out with this sort of darker rap type thing and then go into this great sort of pop sounding chorus. I don't know, it's great.
I must have kicked them out. I must have kicked them out. I swear I heard demons yelling. Those crazy words they were spelling. They told me I was gone. They told me.
seriously, they jump around to different speeds, different tempos in their music. They change styles mid-song. In this song alone, they do it 3 times. Like, who does that in a song? Like, it's really great. I mean, I don't know how else to describe it. When the first time I heard the song, I was like, wait, seriously? Like, how in the world did somebody come up with this? And then I found out it was one guy, and I was like, man, he must just have a lot of time to sit there and work on these songs. And it's kind of true. He does. He works on these songs just constantly, it seems. And that's great. Because what it does is it allows him to formulate and work on it and get it right to the point where he loves the song. And they've stated that in different interviews too, that all they want to do is write music that they like. And that is fantastic. So up next is a song called Holding On To You. It is a great song. Just listen.
I'm taking over my body, back in control, no more shoddy. I bet a lot of me was lost, teasing, crossing eyes and dotted. I fought it a lot, and it seems a lot like flesh is all I got. Not anymore, flesh out the door, SWAT. I must have forgot, you can't trust me. I'm open to moment and close when you show up before you know it, I'm lost to see. And now that I write and think about it and the story unfolds, you should take my life, you should take my soul.
This is the thing that makes it to where 21 Pilots is really kind of genre defying. Are they a rap group? Are they a rock group? Are they a pop group? Yes. I don't know how to answer that question. But all I know is that they are writing really good music. And that's all I truly care about. So, up next is Migraine. Love the lyrics of this song, but it's got more of this singing chorus and a rap verse kind of thing. And the lyrics, though, are really deep, in my opinion. Very metaphorical. He has stated this, that he's only had a migraine once in his head, but the migraine is representative of other things.
Am I the only one I know? Waging my words behind my face and above my throat. Shadows will scream that I'm alone. Oh, oh.
Range from up, down, and sideways. Thank God it's Friday, cause Fridays will always be better than Sundays, cause Sundays are my suicide days. I don't know why they always seem so dismal. Thunderstorms, clouds, snow, and a slight drizzle. Whether it's the weather or the letters by my bed, sometimes death seems better than the migraine in my head. Let it be said what the headache represents. It's me defending in suspense, it's me suspended in a defenseless test, being tested by a ruthless examiner that's represented best by my depressed thoughts. I do not have writer's block. My writer just hates the clock. It will not let me sleep. I guess I'll sleep when I'm dead. And sometimes death seems better than the migraine in my head.
I'm going to skip forward a little bit into this song too, because I want to get to a certain lyric that he actually sings that is probably one of the most quoted of this band.
Down the chin, and I know that I can fight or I can let the lion in. I begin to assemble what weapons I can find, cause sometimes to stay alive you gotta kill your mind.
I know there's some people who could argue about, you know, destroying your mind is not a good thing, but that's not exactly what he's talking about. He's kind of talking about shutting your brain off and just sort of going through it. And sometimes you just have to do that. Sometimes you gotta shut off the analytical part of your head and just move on. So up next is House of Gold. One of the things that Tyler really likes to utilize in his shows is a ukulele. So much to the point that I am sure ukulele sales have skyrocketed since this band started playing. But House of Gold is just a great little song that he wrote for his mother.
She asked me, son, when I grow old, will you buy me a house of gold? And when your father turns to stone, will you take care of me? She asked me, son, when I grow old, will you buy me a house of gold? And when your father turns to stone, will you take care of me? I will make you queen of everything you see. I'll put you on the map. I'll cure you of disease. Let's say we up and left.
So, as you can see, it's a fairly straightforward kind of song. There's not exactly like really deep lyrics to it, but it's got some great lyrics to it. Up next is probably one of my favorite music videos that came along with this song. It's called Car Radio. And I wish I could play the entire song for you, but I can't. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play the first part for you, and then I'm going to go and skip ahead to one of the later on parts.
I ponder of something great. My lungs will fill and then deflate. They fill with fire, exhale desire. I know it's dire, my time today. I have these thoughts, so often I ought to replace that slot with what I once bought. Cause somebody stole my car radio, and now I just sit in silence. Sometimes quiet is violent. I find it hard to hide it. My pride is no longer inside. It's on my sleeve, my skin will scream, reminding me of who I killed inside my dream. I hate this car that I'm driving. There's no hiding for me. I'm forced to deal with what I feel. There is no distraction to mask what is real. I could pull the steering wheel. I have these thoughts, so often I ought to replace that slot with what I once bought. Cause somebody stole my car radio, and now I just sit in silence.
So it's very digital, and you can hear this whole strong drum beat there, and his lyrics are really compelling, but I'm going to skip forward just a bit. So it does this thing where it just builds up a little bit and finally explodes into this. So there, the first time I heard this and I saw the video and he's just screaming out these lines, man, it really made me feel for him. Like, I emotionally connected with him because I remember those times when I just wanted to scream out at something for something that was going on in my life. And he does it just so well. I wish I could scream like him on some of these songs. But up next is Semi-Automatic, which is a goofy little song, but once again, a very popular song amongst his fans. Although pretty much every song I play on this album would be considered popular to his fans.
Night falls with gravity. The earth turns from sanity. Taking my own little friend I know. Leaves a lot. His name is Hope. I'm never what I like. I'm double-sided and I just can't hide. I kinda like it when I make you cry. Cause I'm twisted up, I'm
I'm never what I like.
So as you can see, it's just a weird little song that he wrote, but you know, is what it is. But let's move on to the next one. I know I'm skipping through kind of fast on that one, but so what? Is what it is. Next one is called Screen. Once again, utilizing that ukulele in a song.
I do not know why I would go in front of you and hide my soul. Cause you're the only one who knows it. Yeah, you're the only one who knows it. And I will hide behind my pride. Don't know why I think I could lie. Cause there's a screen on my chest. Yeah, there's a screen on my chest.
So, Screen is one of these songs that I really like listening to just because of the lyrics that are there. And some of the digital stuff that he does in here is also kind of unique. Later on, he utilizes some voice-changing stuff that, you know, drops the pitch and everything, like he auto-tunes it. That's just really kind of cool. But the thing that I like about it is that, and I haven't really talked about Josh at all so far, but one of the reasons why Josh works so well with Tyler is because he plays these beats that fit exceptionally well with what the song is. And he adds a much needed power, a live sense of power to the different songs. Up next is called The Run and Go. I like this song quite a bit too. Just because it's different. Every single song on this album goes against sort of normal logic of a typical pop or rock or rap song even. It's truly amazing.
I can't take them on my own, my own. Oh, I'm not the one you know, you know. I have killed a man and all I know is I am on the run and go. Don't wanna call you in the nighttime. Don't wanna give you all my pieces. Don't wanna hand you all my trouble. Don't wanna give you all my demons. You'll have to watch me struggle from several rooms away. But tonight, I need you to stay.
I really like this vocal part, but I love that high part that is over top everything at the last time they run through the doot 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 part.
Coming down the hall, I have killed a man and all I know is I am on the run and go. Don't want to call you in the nighttime. Don't want to give you all my pieces. Don't want to hand you all my trouble. Don't want to give you all my demons. You'll have to watch me struggle from several rooms away.
I also really like that keyboard part in the background. It reminds me of something the Beatles used for Strawberry Fields. Just, it's that great little organy type sound that is really not something that you see utilized in music these days. But lo and behold, 21 Pilots picking up something old, making it new. Up next is Fake You Out. I'm not a huge fan of this song, actually. I don't know. It's just, it is lacking something for my taste.
Drive away.
maybe it's the digital nature of the song, although I do like digital sound from a lot of other groups, but I don't know. This song just doesn't impact me like some of the other ones do, but it's not bad. It is not a bad song. It is a good song. It's just a song that doesn't click with me. Up next is Guns for Hands. Another deeper song lyrically, but musically it's rather happy. Next is Trees. Trees is the song that they usually end their shows on, and they usually end it with a giant explosion of confetti. But I love Trees. I think this is just a brilliant, brilliant song.
I know where you stand, silent in the trees, and that's where I am, silent in the trees. Why won't you speak where I happen to be? Silent in the trees, standing cowardly.
So, last on the album is a song called Truce.
Now the night is coming to an end. Ooh. The sun will rise and we will try again. Die, but now you're lying. free. Take pride in what is sure to die.
It's a song out of a different era, yet is new in a weird way. It's just one of these songs that is nice, and it's just Tyler playing piano and singing the song and just really letting it out. And that's what makes it so great. It is just a great end to an album. An album that is easily in my top 10. At least it has been for the last few years. So I hope you enjoyed Vessel by 21 Pilots. An extremely impressive album, in my opinion. It showcases the band's talent. It showcases their ability to craft a song. And it showcases the lyrical abilities of Tyler to create a song that is engaging and emotional and has a great meaning behind it that may not be entirely apparent to everyone, but most people understand it. Most people get it. Most people have gone through something in their life to where they connect with it. And that is why 21 Pilots is so, so good at what they do. They connect to people. A lot of these artists that they write music, they will write about, you know, something in particular that, while everyone may have experienced it, it's not necessarily something that everyone connects to. You know, somebody writes a song about a cheating ex-girlfriend. Well, I've never had a cheating ex-girlfriend before, so I don't really know what that means. I can, you know, empathize with them, but I don't get that. It's not a part of who I am, so therefore I don't connect to it. But a lot of what Tyler does and a lot of what Tyler sings about, I can connect with on a personal level. And I know it's kind of funny because then I go to one of their shows and their shows have a lot of like young teenage girls, as well as older guys and older girls, and their parents are there and they like the music too. And it's just an incredible thing to witness, to the point where the last time I saw them, which was actually just a few weeks ago here in St. Louis, I ended up talking to a parent of this girl. It was his daughter, and he brought her there to the show and was just, you know, sort of being like a cool dad. And he started talking to me about how much he really liked the band too. And I swear on every single song, this 50-something-year-old dude was rapping along with Tyler, and just it cracked me up. And he was dancing on off to the side too. And I don't know. Like, that kind of connection is really hard to come by in a lot of forms of music today. You can be happy listening to something, you can tap your foot, you can be dancing. But to really have that deep emotional connection, that is super, super hard to come by. So, that was Vessel by 21 Pilots. I hope that you truly enjoyed it. Lord knows I do, and I still listen to this album. I don't know. I swear my wife's listening to it at least every time I come home or something, or in the morning before we go to work. But if you enjoyed the show, you can also help me out by going to audibletrial.com/followthesound. And from there, you can sign up, get yourself a free audiobook and 30-day trial with Audible. I use Audible all the time. I am constantly listening to audiobooks in my car on my way to work, where I make podcasts just like the one that you're listening to. And the thing that I love about Audible, though, is the fact that you get your books and they are just top quality MP3s or whatever the format is that they use, but they are just great audio quality, and you can find amazing voice actors. I just recently went through The Rhythmatist by Brandon Sanderson. It took me like a week and a half of just listening to it, and I loved it. It was just a great fantasy novel in sort of a weird offshoot universe of America or the world, where people have these great sort of magical abilities involving chalk. Yes, chalk, like as in the stuff that you use on blackboards. But it's actually, it's more of like a mystery novel than anything. And that's what surprised me the most, is that Brandon Sanderson, while he's known for writing fantasy, is not known for writing mystery novels. And that's what this ended up being. So if you get a chance, go to audibletrial.com/followthesound. And from there, you can sign up and go get The Rhythmatist by Brandon Sanderson yourself and enjoy it. But most of the time, I'm bouncing around between audiobooks and music. And remember, if you hear it, follow the sound. If you enjoyed listening to my podcast and would like to find some other really entertaining podcasts, you can go to lineupmedia.fm. There's tons of great programs there. A lot of them I'm actually the producer on, and you can hear my name, and sometimes you can hear me talk on shows like Not So Fast or Behind the Eight Ball. But you can go there and you can find great sports shows like Youth Baseball Talk or Baseball Outside the Box with Peter Caliendo. Or you can listen to shows like The Girls Girl Show, She Is Jane, He Is Dick, Surreal Talk with Eric and Everett Hicks. They are just extremely entertaining guys to listen to, and they cover conspiracy theories and cults and the paranormal and like all of this stuff, and they are engaging, and you can just, they are really interactive with their audience as well. It's just a fantastic podcast that you really should check out. You can go to lineupmedia.fm and find all of these great programs. Give them a listen. It will be time well spent.